Okay, we are continuing. Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shechita. Yes, Shana Tova, Ksiva, Chasima Tova to everybody and Klal Yisrael. And everything should continue in the right direction. And Pidyon Shvuyim, Pidyon Shechina, Vechule. Okay, let's go to Samech Aleph Matnas Kehuna. We are on Seif Kafhei. Okay, so we learned about the Kohen and Levi are going to be a Pturim, right? Kohen for sure, Levi suffix, so he's Pater. Kaf Hei. Hashochet l'Kohen. If you're shechting for a Kohen, ulenochri, Pater mina matanas. So we know that the Kohen himself and the Goy himself, he owns the animal, so he's Pater from a matanas kahuna. So, and the shochet for him also, since it belongs to a kohen or a goy, doesn't have to worry about it, everyone's pater. V'amishtatef imahem tzarich sheyirshom. However, if you're a partnership, we're part of, you know, a Jew and a non-Jew, or a Jew and a kohen, you own the animal together, so then you must, well, let's... Okay, you must, let's say it's just you, the Yisrael, in the slaughterhouse with everybody else who's there, but not the Kohen or Nochri owner. We'll see how that continues. So now you're in the slaughterhouse, you own it with a Nochri or a Kohen, so you're a Pater, because they own the entire animal with you. Every part of the animal you jointly own. You're going to divide it afterwards. So then... your pater, even the Yisrael himself is allowed to take the Zroa L'chaim in Keva, because when it was shechted, it was intertwined, belonging to both of you, and then after you shechted it, you divided it, and then anyone can take however they decide is fair. Okay? But if you're in the slaughterhouse, you have to make some kind of a sign, a banner, some kind of announcement where it's clear to everybody who can see you that the Kohen owns part of it, or a Goy owns part of it. Otherwise, there's going to be a chashad. Everyone else in the slaughterhouse knows you're a Yisrael. They see what Shaliyah you get. And now they're going to say he's not giving to the Kohanim. So the problem is chashad. Okay, so let's keep going. Ubegoy im yoshev yimo b'midbachayim. Now if the other owner, you're a partnership with a non-Jew, and he's there in the slaughterhouse, so ein sarich lirshom, you don't have to go out of your way to make some kind of sign and make it obvious, because the goy, he talks. That's the assumption, in at least in the times of Chazal. The goy is going to talk to everybody, and everyone's going to know that he's a partner. The kohen is a little more tsanua, and he's not going to talk about it so much, so there's a chashad. Okay, haga, v'makom shenoagim, okay, v'makom shenoagim lishchot etzel goyim. Now, if you're in a slaughterhouse, and the minhag is, there's goyim there, im nimtza shreifa, nishar lagoy, v'im nimtza kasher locho ha-yisrael. All right, so this is just a stam case. How it's done nowadays, you have to ask each slaughterhouse exactly how their kenyanim are done, before, after, during, whatever. But here, a normal case in the time when the Rama wrote this, you have a slaughterhouse, and the deal was, we don't know who it belongs to. We're only going to find out after it shechted. If it turns out that it is a trefa, then it turns out, lemafreya, it would always belong to the goy. And if it turns out it's a kasher, then it turns out it always belonged to the Jew. Patur mina matanos. In that case, you're still pater. Because when they did the shechita, you didn't know who it was belonging to. We're saying there's no breira. Halachically, there's no breira. Whether it's midin safek, midin daraisa. However, the halacha is, we look at it as we don't say there's breira. And at the time, it could have belonged to a goy. So therefore, at the time, there was no chiyuv of giving matanos. And once it shechted, and once you do the bedika, it's too late to create the chiyuv of matanos kahuna. Okay. Good. Let's go on to the next one. Kavav. Kavav. Bamed varim amorim shishutvus hakohen vegoy poter. So now we're going to qualify what I already said. We said that if you're a shutaf, you're a partnership with the kohen or a goy, the whole animal is poter, right? Well, not so fast. It depends. That's only b'shutaf b'kula. Only if you're a complete partnership over the entire animal and every part of the animal. Afilo b'kol shehu. Even if you're a 1% owner. In either direction, whether you're a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, it doesn't matter if it's a 1% owner, as long as you're a 1% on that entire body, the entire animal. So, right, you would divide up every heart, every limb, Zoroi Mechayev Keva, all parts by that 1%. So since it's all intertwined at the time of the Shechita, the whole thing becomes Pater. Aval, im ein ha-Kohen v'hagoy shutaf imo ela berosh. But let's say you're only a shutaf with him for the head. When you bought the animal, it was very clear. The animal was already divided when you made the kinyan to buy it. And the head belonged to both of you. So then, but the rest of the animal belonged to Yisrael. So eino poter elo me'al l'chaim. So only the cheeks, mandible, that's what's going to be what's pater. Because that's the part that's owned in unison, in partnership with the goy, but the rest of the animal is going to be chayav, giving the zroa and the keva. Im hu shutaf imo biyad eino poter elo me'azroa. And if you're only a partner with the foreleg, right? The right one is the one that's relevant. So then he's only going to make you poter from the zroa. Im hu shutaf imo bebnei me'ayim, with all of the digestive system. So then. Eino poter ela meha keva. So then that's only because that's the part that you're a partnership on. In other words, you could divvy up the animal while it's alive, and then that'll also define if you're pater or chayav. Kaf zayin. Imesh behema la kohen. Now let's say the kohen owns the animal. Humocher rosha le Yisrael. And he sells the head to a Yisrael. Vishir kol aguf latzmo, but he keeps the entire animal for himself. This is similar, nothing, no major chidushim here. So now the head belongs to the Yisrael, and the rest of the animal belongs to the kohen. That's possible, and that's fine. And so then, what's the halacha for matnas kahuna? Chayav b'lachayim. The Yisrael who owns the head is chayav in giving the lachayim, the mandible, but nothing else. All right, so the l'chaim is part of the head, and that's the only part that belongs to the Yisrael fully, only, and because there's no partnership on that head in that case. Okay, kav chet, hashochet behemat Yisrael chavero. Now, you're the shochet, and you're shechting the animal for another Yisrael. Okay, you're the shochet. The Jew brings his sheep or his cow to you, and you shecht it. You're the shochet. Chova al hashochet litain matnotea lakoin. So there's a chiyuv for the shochet to give the matanas to the kohen. V'im shochet behemat kohen ogoy pater. And then of course the shochet is a Yisrael. So even though the shochet is a Yisrael, since the animal belongs to a kohen or a goy, he doesn't have to give it, right? The etzem chiyuv really initially starts on by the owner. The owner is the one who really defines the real chiyuv. Here, keep reading. Haga miutovat hanah labailim. But the pleasure, benefit of giving the gifts, that belongs to the balim, and the chiyuv really initiates from the owners. V'hu yachol itnam l'kol koin shiyirtze. And the owner has complete dominion to decide who the matanas go to. The shochet has no jurisdiction over that. He just has to make sure it gets done. Right? The shochet has to that's his responsibility.
And the owner and say, yeah, you take care of
it. And it's the shochet's responsibility. Now, that's the Gemara makes that clear. It's a remez from the Mishnah. I believe it's only either a din derabanan, or somehow it became even stronger than a din derabanan because that became the minhag hamakom. A regular Yisrael often wasn't a shochet, and he would give it to the shochet to do it, and that was understood and became the minhag now it has like complete halachic ramifications that it was with the schar that you give it to the shochet, included in doing the shechita, is taking care of the matanas. Or it's a din derabanan of Chazal, I'm not sure. I haven't seen anyone specify clearly which one. Okay. V'asur labalim likach dinar mekoin liten lo hamatanas. Now, interesting. The owner, so he gets to choose who to give the matanas kahuna to, right? So he has a friend or some guy, he's a kohen. And he says, listen, I want to give it to you, but on the condition you give me, I don't know, 50 shekel or $50 in return for me giving you the matanas. Usur to do that. You're stealing from the kohen, I think. Komert, no. Okay. Completely usur to do it. Okay, I don't know if it's mamash Geneva or not, but V'chein miYisrael liten amatanos leben bito akohen. You also, let's say you want to give it to your friend who's a Yisrael, but he has a family member who's married to a kohen, so you can give it to his family member. So the, I don't know, the father-in-law, however the case you make up, is the Yisrael is going to actually benefit. The Yisrael also cannot pay. The halacha is you must give matanas kahuna, no strings attached. You have to give it to him. And, okay. If you want to look more into the issue, you can look in Shin Lamed Aleph by Yochas Truma, the Shach sends you over there. Also, the Pri Magadim, he just writes over here, the Kohen is, it's usur for him to also help you for free in the slaughterhouse or help you taking care of the animal. Because what in essence you're doing is you're making the Kohen pay with his labor in order to get the matanas kahuna. You must give it to a matanas, the matanas kahuna to a kohen with no strings attached, as far as at least as far as money. Obviously, there is a tovas hana, but that's but you can't get any benefit that resembles any monetary benefit. Okay. Kaf tet. Kohen shemachar para leYisrael. Okay, so now a kohen, he sells a par, his cow to a Yisrael. V'amr lo, ani mocher lecha parazo chutz mimatnotea. So the kohen owns the cow, and he would like to get the matnas kahuna for himself. So he sells it to a Yisrael, and he says, I'm selling you the entire animal except chutz, I'm holding back the zero l'chaim v'keva. So this way, when it gets shechted, this Kohen who's selling it is for sure going to get it. Otherwise, there's 100 Kohanim in the city, there's a 1% chance that he's going to get it. He might give it to anybody else, or his other Kohanim who are better friends of his. So he's he has no chance. But by doing this, it works. Have a Tanai. It's a proper Tanai, because when he gave the animal, he held back. He didn't sell those three parts of the Behema. It was never sold. And that's okay, right? We kind of saw this already before today. V'tzarich litnam l'mocher. So when the Yisrael buys the para, shechs is the para, he must give back those matanas kahuna to that kohen because it still belongs to the kohen. Aval, listen to this. Im amar le almenat. But if you make it a condition and you say, I'm selling you this para on the condition that after you shecht it, shamatanos sheli, that the matanos are going to become mine. In other words, I'm giving you the entire animal; it's all yours. But then there's this tanai that afterwards you're going to give it to me. Right? Obviously, he didn't say so in quite so many words. He just said almanat shamatanos sheli, eino tanai. That is not an acceptable tanai. Ve'amekach kayam, it is a proper valid sale. So now the Yisrael owns the entire animal. The Yisrael, now who bought it, can now give the matanas kahuna to anyone he wants to, any kohen he wants to give it to, and because that tanai had no validity whatsoever. All right, exactly. So the Shach points out, it's a havi matana alma shekasuv batara. What? Matana. Yeah. Havi because according to the Torah, the Torah itself says you're allowed to give it to any kohen, and you're making a tanai against what's mefurish in the Torah, and therefore the Tanai is completely batel. Just without getting too complicated, the Shach just points out the Rambam. Again, we're not gonna reference the Shulchan Aruch over there, but he just points out there is a difference here, real quick, between Maaser and the Behema. This Behema by Masnas Kahuna, if you make it tonight, it doesn't do anything, but by Maaser, it does, and you have to give it back to him. Just in short, the main chiluk is because here you're giving the whole animal over, and the person, the Yisrael, is taking the entire animal, and therefore, now it belongs 100% to the Yisrael, and then afterwards he's trying to make this Tanai. In the case of Maaser, you can't hand over a piece of land. So you're just letting him come in the land. So when you make the Tanai over there, you never really gave him all the, sort of, Ayin Sham, it's a little, difficult. But anyways, that's his chiluk, that's what he writes. All right? Okay, so let's go on. We're in Kaf. We just finished, right? Lamed, thank you. Yisrael Shemachar Para Lechaveru. Now, Yisrael that sells the para to his friend, Vishira Amatanos Chayav Alokeach Litnam Afalpi Shenisharu Lamocher. Okay, so what's this case? The Yisrael now sells a para to his friend, and he retains ownership on the matanos. Okay, so the seller is, they're both Yisraelim. The Yisrael retains ownership on the matanos. So when he gives, so now, but the owner, the buyer, takes the whole animal and shechs it. And now he has the matanas kahuna in his hand. So then, chayav halokeach litnim, the buyer now has a responsibility to take care, to give the matanas kahuna. Even though really it belongs to the mocher, he still has to retain, he still has to be responsible to take care of it. But then again, who's the maaser responsible to take care of it? It's the shochet. Okay, so no major chidushim. It's still the mocher, right? It's practically the tabach slash lokeach is the one who has to be responsible.
You can't give it to the lokeach. You can't give it to him and let him take care of it. He asks the Bible which kohen.
But the mocher gets to decide. The mocher gets to decide if it's a proper shear, if it's a proper. Right, the same as any case. The shochet has to give it, but the mocher in that case has the right to choose who it goes to. If he's still in the picture, if he's gone, then okay, I don't know. That's their issue. Lamed Aleph. Hamatanos atzmam aser liYisrael ochlam. Okay, now this we sort of touched upon in the very beginning. If a Yisrael wants to take the matanos for himself and eats them, it's mamish, he's a gazlan. Asur Yisrael ochlam, it's asur to eat it. It's a Mr. Daraisa. Gzela. Ela birshut kohen avar, v'achlan, o izikan, o machlan, eno chayav l'shalim. However, if he did it, if he did it, let's say it was already in, one second, you know, if it wasn't in the hand of a kohen yet, and then he does all these things, he eats it, damages it, or he sells it, he's not obligated to now find the kohen and give the money to him. Because he has no, it's called mamon shein latovim, it's a gazlan, miyashevet, levi, or the kohanim, but it's not, didn't belong to any specific person. So, as far as the Beis Din is concerned, they're not going to make you chayev to pay a particular Beis Din, but midin shamayim, you're chayev to pay because you stole. And, okay. V'akone otam, but now the next guy who buys it from this gazlan, afa pi she'enu rashai, he's not allowed to buy it from him. You're helping and supporting this gazlan. Hareza mutr la'ochlan. But if you already bought it, you are allowed to eat it. Mipnei she'amatanas kahuna nigzalot, because they're already stolen by the first Yisrael. The first Yisrael has to find a way to pay back, but the one who took it from him, he's allowed to eat it, and even midin shemayim, he doesn't have to pay back anything.
Okay.
You're buying from the Gazan.
That person kept it for himself. He wasn't mekayim. I'm supposed to say, when did he become the 100,000?
When you stole it. When you stole it. He stole it, and he sold it to someone.
And the sale is when that happens. So when did you steal?
So you're saying the buyer, if he knows he's buying stolen property, then yeah.
I'm not sure.
The way that it reads is exactly the halacha. You shouldn't buy it. You're not allowed to buy it. But if you did, then it's...
If you found out after, meaning you're not buying it. It's meaning...
Wait. Here, we'll talk about that after, yeah?
Yeah, Hollywood. Right, yeah.
Lamed bet. Okay. Lamed bet. Amar tabach. You tell the butcher. Machor, or the... It's often the butcher and the shochet's the same person, but whatever. Amar l'tabach, machor li b'nei me'ah shel para. Sell me the intestines or the whole digestive system. Zo notnam l'kohen, ve'eno menakelo min adamim. So if he buys the whole digestive system, so now the buyer must take care of giving the keva to the kohen, right? And he can't deduct the buyer, I meant. What did I say? The buyer. The buyer buys the entire digestive system, so the buyer is now chayav to give keva to the kohen. And the price that was set is he has to pay the full price. He doesn't get it discounted, even though now he's losing the keva. That's the main point, is who loses the value of the keva. So you bought it as an entire digestive system, and it's understood that you're going to have to now lose the keva, so it doesn't affect the price. Okay. Okay, fine. So the shochet gives, while he's giving the digestive system, he holds back the keva, and the shochet gives the keva to the kohen, and then he gives the rest of the digestive system to the buyer, and the price stays the same. Okay, fine. Lacho mimenu b'mishkal, but if the deal was based on grams, or whatever, pounds, they measure it out. So then, notnam l'kohen. So then, the shochet, the butcher, still has to give it to the kohen. Umenakelo min adamim, because then it's all. Then you deduct, you go by the mishkal of the entire digestive system minus of the keva, because it was all based on weight. Okay, I think it's clear. Let's just finish lamed gimel. Pretty simple. Gerushin yisgayer vayitelo para nishchata. Ad shelo nitgayer pater. You have a convert, right? But before he's a convert, he's a goy. He's a non-Jew. He owned the para. It was shechted while he was still a non-Jew. And then he converted. So of course, pater. Once you're pater, always pater. It goes by when you're by the time of the shechita, if there is a chiyuv or not. Mishe nitgayer, after he converted, chayev. And then if the shechtin happened after he converted, of course, now he's chayev. Really simple. Im safek. We don't know when he converted, when it was shechted. Patur b'shehamotzi mechavero ala varaya. Because you have to prove it, since we're talking about dini mamonos.